I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Britain is awash in surveillance cameras. They're everywhere, from street corners to train stations to private shops, you name it. Problem is, while the cameras are many, the people monitoring all that footage are few. And that's why a new service called Internet Eyes was launched. Businesses subscribe. They have their security cameras' images streamed on the Internet in real time. And then members of the public pay a small fee to view the footage. And if they help deter crimes, they can get a cash reward. Tony Morgan is managing director of Internet Eyes. He says viewers simply push a button when they see something suspicious.
As soon as they press the alert button, the owner of the shop gets an alert with a camera number. This enables the shop owner to look at the camera or the aisle where the camera is focused. This will deter people from actually carrying on with their shoplifting or even put back what they've stolen because they will know they've been seen.
Okay, so the monitors are watching then in real time.
Yeah, people will watch CCTV at all times of day and night.
Well, one of those people is a woman named Lucy who is from Devon, England. Lucy, can you hear me?
Yes, hi, good afternoon.
Hi there, have you met
Mr.
Morgan?
This is a first.
This is a first that you've actually met Lucy or met any of your monitors?
First time we've spoken to any of our viewers over the phone.
Oh, good. All right. Yeah. Well, Lucy, if you have any feedback, this is the time to do it. But let me ask you first, what do you do there in Devon generally?
I'm a mum of four, so I'm kept quite busy by my four children and two grandchildren.
Now, how do you have time to monitor, say, a corner store that might be someplace in Devon or elsewhere?
Well, as far as my understanding is, I can't monitor anything close to my home, so that sort of gets rid of any worries of me seeing anybody that I would know. But I've been following this site. I saw it on the news probably about a year ago, and it went live Monday, so I've been watching it since then, and any spare moments I get, I make my cup of tea and go into the office and sit and watch and hopefully catch somebody doing some crime.
Oh, so you don't have to watch consistently. You can kind of, you know, head out
no,
and make...
No, I just go when I'm allowed a couple of minutes. I'll turn the computer on and instead of shopping and spending money, I try and watch people doing crime and hopefully make England a safer place.
Hopefully not doing crime, but hopefully making the place safer. And you have to watch in certain increments of time or can you just watch for a few seconds?
No, you can watch for as long as you like. The cameras do change every 20 minutes. You get four cameras to watch.
Now, how do you know? I mean, Lucy in Devon sounds like a very honest, upstanding citizen, but how do you know that she's actually watching when she says she's watching?
Well, we do have a very good database that tells us exactly how many people are watching, which camera they're watching.
Now, how do you know it works? Actually, let me ask Lucy, have you seen anything suspicious yet?
I haven't personally.
What's on your screen right now? What are you looking at?
There's just the four cameras.
Is anybody shopping?
A few people up and down the aisles.
And so far, everybody's being honest.
Yes, as far as I can see, and I'm watching them like a hawk.
I bet you are. Has anybody found anything suspicious, at least during this pilot time?
Well, we only launched on Monday, and within 2 hours of launching, one of our viewers alerted the store to the fact that somebody had taken something off a railing and popped it into her bag. And so immediately the shop assistant looked at that aisle and the lady was just finishing putting it where she was going to put it and she was starting to leave the shop. And she realised she'd been seen and she put it back. I was absolutely delighted that it worked so quickly.
Lucy or even Mr. Morgan, are there not privacy issues here? I mean, should anyone be allowed to monitor this footage and anyone who's, you know, shopping be monitored?
Personally, I just feel if you're not doing anything wrong, I don't care if somebody watches me walking around our local supermarket. So I think the only people that would have a problem are people that have got something to hide. And if we can stop one crime by being a community against crime, then I cannot see how anybody can have any argument against it. And maybe you could pretend I'm a wannabe police officer. I'm quite happy with that. And if I catch anybody doing any crime, then I'm going to push the button and, you know, hopefully they'll get what they deserve.
Mr. Morgan, how about in the larger picture? I mean, is it at all dismaying that really you have to pay people to spy on each other in order to prevent shoplifting?
You know, the cameras are put into the shop to deter crime. And, you know, I really do not see that there's a problem with what we're doing. And the number of people in this country that have signed up to us and the letters of support we've had is incredible. I think it's about 100 to 1 in favour. 100 to 1 is a big majority.
That was Tony Morgan of Internet Eyes and one of the website's viewers, Lucy from Devon, England.